Listening Library presents Mud City by Deborah Ellis. Read for you by Mira Simhan. Chapter 1. When did Mrs. Weera say she would be back? Shazia had asked that question so many times that the woman in Mrs. Weera's hut didn't even look up. She simply raised an arm and pointed at the door. All right, I'm going, Shazia said. But I'm not going far. I'll sit in the doorway until she comes back. But the woman at the makeshift table was absorbed in her work. Not only was this the office for the widow's compound, the section of the refugee camp where widows and their children lived, it was also the office for a secret women's organization that operated on the other side of the Pakistan border in Afghanistan. The Taliban were still in power there. Mrs. Weera's organization ran secret schools, clinics, and a magazine. Shazia was tempted to jump onto the table and kick the papers onto the dirt floor just to get a reaction. Instead, she went outside and plunked herself down beside the doorway, her back slumped against the wall. Jasper, her dog, was taking up most of the sliver of shade by the hut. He lifted his head a few inches off the ground in greeting, but only for a moment. It was too hot to do anything more. The streets and walls of the camp were all made of mud, which soaked up the heat like a bread oven, baking everything inside, including Shazia. Flies landed on her face, hands, and ankles. Nearby, the resident crazy woman rocked and moaned.